Good morning, it's 6:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. The Suns are heading to the NBA Finals. They ousted the Clippers in Game 6 last night, 130-103. Phoenix will take on either Atlanta or Milwaukee for the title. Bucks forward Giannis Antetokounmpo is doubtful for Game 5 of the Eastern Conference Finals tonight after undergoing an MRI on his injured left knee yesterday. Similarly, the Hawks say Trae Young will be a game-time decision as he tries to recover from a bone bruise in his right ankle that caused him to miss Game 4. In hockey last night, the Lightning took a 2-0 lead in the Stanley Cup Final by whipping the Canadiens 3-1. In Major League Baseball, Shohei Ohtani's debut on the Yankee Stadium mound didn't last long. The two-way phenom got only 2 outs for the Angels during his highly anticipated first pitching appearance in the Bronx. That said, the Angels ultimately took the match 11-8. Elsewhere, the Red Sox downed the Royals 6-2. The Mariners beat the Blue Jays in 10 innings 9-7. The Marlins rolled over the Phillies 11-6. The Nationals pummeled the Rays 15-6. And the Braves destroyed the Mets 20-2. Fired Mets general manager Jared Porter has been suspended by the league through at least the end of the 2022 regular season, following an investigation that began after reports that he sent sexually explicit text messages and images to a female reporter in 2016 while working for the Cubs. And Mets reliever Dellin Betances will have surgery on his right shoulder and miss the remainder of the year after pitching just once this season. In tennis yesterday, Novak Djokovic stumbled on Wimbledon's slick grass, but still made it to the third round by beating Kevin Anderson in straight sets. Venus Williams lost to Ons Jabeur 7-5, 6-love, and former Australian Open winner Sophia Kenin was ousted by Madison Brangel 6-2, 6-4. Lastly, the NCAA has cleared the way for athletes to profit off their fame and celebrity. The move comes just as legislation is set to become law in a dozen states that would allow for such compensation. The NCAA wants to have federal laws or its own rules regarding the issue, known as NIL, but was forced to seek a temporary solution. I'm Jesse King.